Next up, Apatheia doing the Nostalgia Critic.
Hello, I'm the Nostalgia Critic. I remember it, so you don't have to. We put up with some pretty weird shit in our childhoods, didn't we? We had little bears that made people feel better by shooting out their radioactive stomachs, premature reptiles that studied ninjutsu while eating processed Italian food, and an alien whose nose, quite frankly, should have been censored. Yet with all that strangeness going on, there are still a few moments that stick out in the totally messed up department. These are known as the mindfuck moments. The times when not only are you looking at total craziness, but it's constantly being thrown at you and simply will not let up. It can be just a few moments, or sometimes it can be the length of the entire movie. Either way, there's absolutely nothing normal about it. Now, I've already mentioned the Tom and Jerry movie in another review, and trust me when I say that aborted atrocity doesn't have to be mentioned again. But there are still 11 other choices that deserve to be looked at and feared beyond reason. So, in this special surreal edition of the Nostalgia Critic, I'd like you to forget about your calm, logical reality and enter a world of crazy, insane, fucked up-tivity. This is the Top 11 Nostalgic Mindfucks. Number Balloon. Cool World. This is a horrible movie. It makes no sense, the acting is horrible, and nothing about it is funny or dramatic. But boy was it fucked up, creating a city of faces, a million violent residents, and just to make it as surreal as possible, Brad Pitt. Okay, I can take the madness and chaos of this world, but Brad Pitt? For some reason, that's just too far! He's surreal enough being with Angelina Jolie, he doesn't need any help from this movie. Much like Toontown, Cool World was always loud and obnoxious. But rather than being bright and colorful, Cool World was dark and grainy, creating one of the coolest hellholes ever put on film. Unfortunately, it does its job a little too well. By the time this movie was over, I ran for the exits like the screen was on fire. And judging by the images, it was hard to tell whether it was or not. Still, for all its nonsensical anarchy, Cool World did have, well, nonsensical anarchy. And I guess that is something to be admired. Number. The opening to the Beetlejuice cartoon. I'm convinced that this show had the coolest opening ever. Not only were the images out there and deranged, but the music sounded like a group of Christmas carolers singing on a fucking tilt-a-whirl. Look at all these weird creations that just continue to fly out at you. If Tim Burton's never done acid, I'd hate to see what happens if he does. I remember the show itself being okay, and you could definitely call it a very strange series, but it's this fucked up opening that always got your attention. I could probably watch this a dozen times and be just as satisfied as watching an episode. It was kind of like a Disney ride, designed by the Manson family. Creepy, kooky, mysterious, and spooky, the opening to Beetlejuice knew how to creep us out as well as hype us up. And the number theory of relativity mindfuck is the opening to Pee-wee's Playhouse. Somehow Pee-wee keeps making it onto my top 11 lists. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but in this slot it's definitely called for. The show starts off in the middle of a forest, and at first it's actually kind of relaxing. The music is very mellow, and nothing much is really going on, and you see what your house would look like if you were the richest stoner in the world. But just as you're starting to relax, it goes into Mindfuck Central, where literally everything in the house can talk! The chair, the clock, the window, everything! The only thing I never saw talk in the show was the floor, and that's because I don't think it ever had anything to say. We also hear a song sung by a woman, at least I hope it's a woman, who sounds like she just inhaled a year's worth of helium. And if you thought this little fucking up of your sanity doesn't last very long, think again. Most TV shows have an opening of 30 seconds, a minute at the most. Pee-wee's Playhouse has an opening of 2.5 minutes, never once showing a single solitary credit. If an introduction where everything talks, chipmunks are singing, and Lawrence Fishburne wears a cowboy suit isn't considered the ultimate mindfuck, then, quite frankly, I think it's time you got an intervention.
Zelena, I want you to know something.
Yes?
Talking to you is the best part of my day.
Aw, how sweet.
I woke up this morning and there was a scorpion in my comforter. I've had a bad day, so I'm glad to be talking to you. You, my little Thumbelina.
Oh god, that again.
I thought you did a good job with this Apatheia, capturing the guy with the glasses' like quirks, the way he talks. There was one part where he went very high and up in his voice, and you didn't go that high, and I was like kind of bummed out, but Other than that, it was super. I thought you did a great job.
Yeah, I can't quite remember. Hello.
Zelen is cut out completely.
Alright, what I was saying is I have to agree with the same thing, and I think it was in the Pee Wee Herman critique.
My part was, the one I saw or heard was in the intro.
There was, I can't remember exactly which, I think it was Pee Wee, but I might be wrong. But I could feel that it was supposed to build up, and it didn't really build up like it was supposed to. Yeah, but he did capture the character, which makes me happy.
Right.
Because I love Nostalgia Critic, and I love this video. I got nightmares from this video.
I know you do. I know what you like, Thumbelina. Some of the stuff,
because I watched Cruel World when I was like 4 years old.
You have nightmares? So, what?
Kind of. It's an effed up movie.
I've never seen it.
It lives to its title.
Yeah. I thought you did a good job out there. You're immune, so it doesn't matter. Again. I have nothing else to say. And finally, Rochelle Euler doing another scene from Dorm Life.
Oh, Brittany's webcam. I'm Brittany. I have a request for you, America. Anyone have any buns? Because my hot dog legs are getting a little cold. Or maybe, does anyone like mustard? Because I tend to pee in my pants. Okay, in case you haven't noticed, this isn't Brittany, it's Emily, the better girlfriend for Mike. We are going to find out what we can find in Miss Brittany's room. God, she's such a slut. She probably has something in here. Oh, classy shoes. These are good. These are like from Texas, where she's probably from. Ugh. Blue eyeshadow. This is so 95. Who's the young one now? Ew. This is like, can you see this? Mike, I just want you to know, when you're kissing Brittany, this is what's looming around in her stomach and probably in the back of her molars. Oh, olives. Olive juice. Mike, is this what was missing from our relationship? Olive juice? Did you want something more Grecian, maybe? Does she have feta cheese, too? Phone. Her phone. Oh. Oh, hi, Brittany.
All right, what did you think of this? First of all, before that, let me just say, I don't get this dorm life thing.
Me neither.
It's not funny to me.
Someone needs to explain dorm life humor to me, because I do not get it at all.
It's the most stupid thing ever. Maybe it's because we came in the middle of the series.
I don't know, because I felt my IQ starting to drop slowly and like...
That's normal for you.
It felt like I was in high school again. That's the scary part.
Did you have a bad experience in high school?
No, but girls actually talk like that, and it was just so embarrassing, pretty much.
Were you one of them?
God, no.
Okay, good. Did you like this?
It wasn't as painful as the original, meaning I liked it better than the original.
But did she do the original justice for not being as painful? I think this girl was supposed to be a big bitch.
She was, wasn't she? Yeah. I think she... Ah...
Hello. You cut out again.
Hello. Okay.
Selena. Right.
Okay.
Come back to me. Oh, I hear you now. I hear you.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I think she did kind of pick up something similar to that emotion, but not as the bitchiness, just more evil. There's like a little more malice in her voice, I think. I liked it better than the original simply because it didn't want me to die or anything. Me neither.
That's good. I didn't hate it. I thought you did a good job with the lines, and that's really what's important. Do you have a bottom two, Zelena?
I have a bottom one so far. Definitely.
Okay. Aww. Though Bree dropped out, we're still having an elimination tonight. I'm going to type to you and see if we have the same bottom one. Dun dun dum. Okay. Abathera, you're obviously safe. You are immune.
Is he the last ship active season three?
I was going to say lucky, but he's won it too many times now to be luck. I hope not. I hope he doesn't storm off whenever he gets a bad critique and quit the show. That would be bad. Mm-hmm. And be a huge bitch. Okay. Rye Guy, you are safe. Congratulations.
Bryson.
Who else is safe? Zelena. Whoa, Bacchus, you're safe. Pot, you're safe. Zelena.
You said Pot. Our angry Aussie. Gavrok.
Gavrok, Thevenor. Faded. Mm-hmm. You're safe. So it's between Rochelle Euler and Valkyrie Celeste. One of you is like middle for me, and then one of you is bottom. I actually had Gavrok down with the in the bottom two, but Zelena did not, so that's okay. That's okay, Zelena. Whatever. Who'd you have in your bottom two besides the person that we both had? Okay. All right.
Wait.
Well, you just gave it away. Valkyrie, you're eliminated. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Great, Zelena. Thanks. Thanks for the spoiler alert. Valk, you are eliminated, but thank you for competing. You were epic. Rochelle, you're safe.
Yep.
Final six people look alive. No, that's a lie. Final seven. Next week, you're going to be saying your ABCs while trying to convey something with your ABCs. You guys are good actors. The words should not matter. You should be able to convey something with the ABCs. So we'll see.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't think we're going to do an immunity next week. I think it's down to the battle.
I think this is a pretty strong battle.
Thank you guys for listening. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Right.
I do too. I'm sad anybody had to get eliminated, but that's the rules. I love you,
thank
Zelena.
Thank you.
I love you.
I'm done.